I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Trauma. Nobody wants it, but it's inevitable that some form of it will show up in our lives along the way. Accidents, broken hearts, abuse, chronic illness, the ravages of war. Under the best circumstances, we cope with trauma and move on. And sometimes the traumatic events teach us life lessons, and as Ernest Hemingway observed, make us stronger in the broken places. Indeed, trauma can help us appreciate, truly appreciate, life's more quiescent moments. As Voltaire noted centuries ago, appreciation is a wonderful thing. And that's what we hear from 13-year-old Charlie Ragona.
It was a rainy day and everything was coated in a thick layer of dew. I was playing tag with my friends at recess. We were playing on the massive rope structure. I was climbing as quickly as I could, but the tiger reached through the thick red ropes of the structure. I saw only one choice. I jumped. But I slipped on the wet rope, and my head hit the metal cylinder connecting the ropes. I fell 4 feet. Teachers rushed over, covering me in a blanket to protect me from the drizzle of rain that had begun to fall. I put an ice pack on my rapidly expanding forehead as I waited for the ambulance. When the ambulance sped me lightning fast to the hospital, to everyone's relief, I had no neck or back injuries. But I had a concussion, and my left eye was swollen almost completely shut. This was the first time I'd ever been seriously hurt. When I returned to school, it was weeks before I made it through an entire day without getting splitting headaches and bouts of dizziness so strong it felt like I was on a roller coaster. Over the next couple weeks, I returned to my homework. I saw a concussion specialist and attended vestibular therapy for my balance. I had to miss the entire swim season, my only sport, but I tried to retain my fading optimism. At least now I could do the musical with no swimming interference, right? Nope. The sound of the piano and singing felt like someone was driving a spike into my skull. I decided to do set crew, but that was hard too. I now knew there was almost nothing I was able to do, but I didn't lie around and mope. I decided to focus harder on my homework since I had more time. Finally, after a whopping 4 months, I was declared concussion free. My concussion taught me persistence in doing my therapy and always pushing the set limits. It's taught me patience by making me wait 4 months until I completely healed. It's taught me bravery in going in an ambulance into the hospital for the first time. And it's shown me you can find strength in yourself that you never knew you had.
Charlie Ragona is a student at the Gordon School in East Providence. He lives with his family in Barrington. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.